Oh, it's working good, thankfully. It took a very long time to deliver. There was a lot of delays. There's a lot of underground works and stuff that had to be faced that wasn't anticipated at the start. A lot of paving issues and stuff like that too. But look, it's great. It was open. It was supposed to be open on Saturday afternoon, but they couldn't get it open on at that stage, so it was opened on Monday morning. So 20 spaces there now at the moment, and there are more to follow. But yeah, it's looking amazing. Actually, I was down last night, and it's just creating a whole different vibe about the town. It's absolutely beautiful. And when it works on with the new building, and once you see it starting to take shape, it is, it's looking very, very well. There's a lot of people out there last night wandering around, and as I say, it's not just the car park, it's the whole civic space, but the car park is, we're just delighted that it's open. And it was full last night, a lot of work vans and vehicles in it, and again yesterday it started to pick up. So people won't be too long getting used to it. There's quite a high ramp on the way into town, which will obviously level out when the rest of the road surface is done. But it's good because it slows the traffic down and it helps with the reverse out parking onto the street as well. So, yeah, it's all positive. I mean, there's a lot of negativity out there and a lot of people were very upset for a long time, the delays that it has taken. And we have a meeting again with the council now on Thursday in relation to some of the businesses in town, in relation to, you know, the effect that it had on them. And, you know, there is an apology definitely owed for the delay that it had taken. It has taken 2 years now to come to this stage, but look, we're on the better side of it now, and it's a great positive impact on town going into the future. So we'll have a lovely Christmas event there, and we'll have lovely summers ahead, please God. But it does look very, very well. We're very happy with it.
So the diamond in its entirety is set to be opened quite shortly, Councillor Kennedy.
Yeah, there's a few, obviously there's going to be snags and snag lists to be sorted out as well, but there are a few pieces of public art that has to come into it as well, and there's a water feature there that has to be worked on, and extra planting, a couple of trees and stuff like that too. So that will take a wee bit of time. The artwork will take a number of weeks to complete. They were looking for a contractor who's big. Found a couple of avenues now for the design and for the contract, so that'll take about 4 to 6 weeks from the order date, so we're waiting on the go-ahead for that. So yeah, it's all good. As I say, the furniture will go back in as well. I think people were concerned that the furniture wasn't going to go back in, the seating and that, but that is lovely stone seating to go in and stuff like that. So yeah, it's going to be very, very impressive, and a lovely, lovely civic space which the people of the town deserve. I mean, it's beautiful. We a change is sometimes hard to take for people, but it's certainly it's a dramatic change, but it's going to be well worth it.